From Los Angeles, this is Sundown Lounge.
Show number 202. It's Friday, February 19th, 2010. And this week, it's another West Coast Showcase.
Summer's gone, the leaves are falling, the air is cold and the sky is gray. I hear a man who is sweetly calling from long ago and far away. Yakima, Ishiyaki. Just a trunk of sweet potatoes roasted on coals, wrapped in old newspapers, something warm to hold. Yakima, Ishiyaki. Summer's gone, the leaves are falling, the air is cold and the sky is gray. It breaks my heart to hear him sing, it's like the end of everything. Yakima, Ishiyaki.
Okay, that sweet tune was Yakimo, the title cut from the new album by Simone White, who lives down in Venice Beach and comes from deep artistic roots. Hey, her grandma was a showgirl, a singer, and a dancer on the stage. Her auntie wrote pop songs in the 50s, and her mother was a folk singer and an artist, and her dad a sculptor. Cool. Her work came in through the transom, but most of the other songs this time out come courtesy of GarageBand. Hey, welcome to Sundown Lounge. This is a laid-back and often explicit, yeah, you bet your ass, a weekly podzine of music, spoken word, weird science, interesting audio goodies, and occasional etc. My website is dublarrywinfield.com.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting
at poetrypodcasting.org.
You can also find my show on Red House Art Radio at redhouseartradio.org. Okay, Geek Notes this week takes note of the passing of poet Lucille Clifton, one-time poet laureate of Maryland. Besides her 11 poetry collections, Ms. Clifton published 20 children's books, and her poems have appeared in more than 100 anthologies. Her voice will be greatly missed. The other item this week happens Saturday night on Sunset Boulevard. A literary pub crawl sponsored by Goodreads, Book Soup, and Penn Center USA. Beginning with readings at Mallow at 4326 West Sunset at 7 p.m. by authors Joseph Mattson, Martin Pusson, and Amy Bender. They'll travel to Tiki Tea, Good Luck Bar, and 4100 Bar while toasting great American writers. Hey, sounds like fun. Geek Notes details are on the Map Room page. If you got promos, pluggers, gig info, an art opening, etc., send me an email. The address is sundownlounge@larrywinfield.com. Okay, the open mic stage, my extremely eclectic West Coast mix of Podsafe music and spoken word, continues with Scribble Down by Zach Madden, who grew up shuttling between Boston and Santa Barbara, and apparently got the best of both worlds. Next tune is Blind by L.A. alt-rockers Lucid Fly, whose sound some say is like Evanescence meets Tool. Their next gig is going to be at Skinny's Lounge in North Hollywood on the 24th. $3 to get in, 21 and over. After a station ID, we have When You're a Stranger by Mandrake, an acoustic, progressive, indie, folk, punk rock outfit from Oakland.
I wanna see you. Hi, this is Arnar from Mammut, and you're listening to the Sundown Lounge podcast. Yeah.
Thank you. to a lord he's never heard from. Cops on the corner takes a quarter from the roll to fill up his bowl and breaks his word. Now that you are gone, wonder what it was, wonder what it was, and why it's gone home. Living like a thief, running from the law, looking for the one that'll save my soul. Now I wanna know. Man made mirages, dripping petrol from the gauges. Everything is breaking down, down in the stages. And now that you're gone, wonder what you've done. Heard it all before, your behavior. Standing all alone, standing like a gun. What do you want? You're a stranger.
Next set begins with Raised by Wolves, a little world fusion from guitarist Gary Carpenter from Santa Cruz. He's played on hit TV shows in Italy, and in the US, he has opened for bands like Spiral Gyra, UB40, and Lee Ritenour. Next up is a poem named Poem by Numison, a fresh new experimental band from San Francisco, followed by New Waltz, a jazz piece by Remedo, led by Igor Pultsev, who became the house pianist at San Francisco's Savannah Jazz Club in 2002, and for 5 years shared the stage with jazz greats like Donald Bailey, who was a drummer with Sarah Vaughan, Jimmy Smith, and John Coltrane, and Pascal Bocar, who was a guitarist with Dizzy Gillespie. Nice.
The sun was on my shoulder as the setting dishware broke, and the lonesome little tiger is on the prowl tonight. 'Cause the paper lost its luster, and the dead woke up the thunder as the dollar bill goes under, as the vagrants want my change. It's just another Hallow's Day, this city slowly cries, as the drunken piss on the concrete like the tears from their eyes. I wipe the tears from her eyes as twilight sleeps.
Last set begins with Ariel S. Lee, an alt rocker from Santa Cruz, with Brave New World from the album The Vigilante, which she promises doesn't have like one great song and 10 tracks of crap. Cool. Next song is Sons and Daughters of War by Your Horrible Smile, a loud, dirty, melodic, and often quite sensitive rock band from Hollywood, who recorded the song old school style with analog gear. Nice. A final piece is Undercarriage by Bay Area hard rockers Drist. Yeah.
She just can't go anywhere. She'd rather be a whore. So sorry for the mess. You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And
powered by Libsyn.
The Map Room, my hangout for weird science and alternative tech, has items this week, all from Impact Lab. Item 1. Scientists fear lightning deaths will increase due to global warming. In the last 10 years, Brazil has been the target of an estimated 57 million lightning strikes, the most in the world. This astonishing natural record is not without a human toll, however. During that period, 1,321 people have fallen victim to lightning in Brazil alone. And scientists fear that incidents will only increase in the coming years. As if the long-term threats of climate change were not enough to arouse concern, new research reveals that rising temperatures may increase the frequency of the sometimes fatal lightning strikes. According to Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, each degree of increase in global mean temperature will result in a 10 to 20% increase in the amount of lightning. Casualties as a result of lightning were not the primary focus of research, but rather the fires that often result from the strikes, which just increase the effect of global warming. And actually, I wish they would stop using the term global warming, because it's not global warming, it's global climate change. Or my preferred term, climate chaos, which is why you get a buttload of snow dumped on the eastern seaboard, and meanwhile in Vancouver, they've had problems scheduling Olympic events because they haven't had enough snow. But you wouldn't know from the news reports, would you? Anyway. Item 2. Hubless zigzag bicycle concept powered by simple drive shaft. Would a drive shaft work in a bicycle? Possibly. And here's a BMX bike concept that takes the design and runs with it. Hubless wheels, allowing a neat and minimal design, is fast becoming an integral part of contemporary as well as futuristic autos. Designed by Nikolay Boltachev, a beginning graphic designer from Russia, the BMX concept is a hubless bike that features zigzag one-foot fork, NS Bike's Quark Pro white stem, and custom slick Maxxis Hookworm slick tires. Together with Crank Brothers 50-50 pedals, Superstar Sweet Sweep handlebars, and a gear system without a chain for a smooth and effortless city ride. Now, we don't have much info about how it's going to work, as the bike is in its conceptual stage at the moment, but hubless wheels definitely give it an elegant look, and you can check it out from the photo. Item 3. Baking garden rhubarb dramatically increases anti-cancer chemicals. Researchers at SCRI, Scotland's leading center for crop research in Invergrove, have found that baking British garden rhubarb for 20 minutes dramatically increases its levels of anti-cancer chemicals. Well, according to findings published in the journal Food Chemistry. These chemicals, called polyphenols, have been shown to selectively kill or prevent the growth of cancer cells and could be used to develop new, less toxic treatments for the disease, even in cases where cancers have proven resistant to other treatments. The scientists at SCRI were involved in a joint study with researchers at Sheffield Hallam University. Academics are now hoping to use the results to study the effect of rhubarb's polyphenols on leukemia. They aim to discover the best combination of polyphenols and chemotherapy agents to kill leukemia cells, even those previously resistant to treatment. Hey, please visit the map room for the complete articles with links, the Geek Notes bits, the archives from previous shows, and the cool maps I found on the map room page. Okay, Venue Verite is my segment for interesting audio goodies and occasional etc. This week we have a poetic folk rap piece, The Beginning, by Seth Leonard from San Francisco. Interesting piece. And if you click the link and go to his website, you'll see his adventures with carpentry.
Because you are made of earth, to earth you shall return.
All around us, filled earth depths with waters that surround us. Utopia was a simple life of dreams, and we weren't caught up in a life of fiends. Seems it got complicated, yes I hate it. Thousands of years and we ain't even gonna make it. Taking it to the kisser from a slap to the face. Fighting over riches and worst of all our race. Cause I wanna change the days, make rhyme and pay. Give kids some hope, like back in the day. Communication was a simple smile if you know them. Now we can't talk unless speaking through a modem. We foraged for food, built our own shelters. Then it was a skill, now some can't live a winter. A dog now whimpers if it's left alone. But a dog is a wolf and it's built to roam. Domesticated animals, we pacified ourselves. So far from the plan that there's no sense of self. We walk down the streets in our suits and ties. Work 6 days a week to enjoy one night. Flight transportation marks advanced civilization, but simple is advanced if our world would stop taking and give back. We might lack the comfort, but our souls would smile as we laugh with our brothers. From the beginning, we strayed from our task. Mother Nature wants us back, if we don't, she'll take us back. Covered in night. Then according to the Bible, she said bring the light. The light was brought, then our souls were taught of harmony, respect, love. The eye of the hawk watches a path from the spiritual dimension of our current days of material inventions. My vision's never crystal, I have nightmares of pistols. Guns are to death as breath is to whistles. A sniper on a tower can hit children on the playground. Murder packaged in the bullet of the barrel that looks down. Some say killing is as pie. With a rifle on my shoulders, I don't see their eyes. I don't see him cry, I don't see him die. I don't see him lying in pain, I don't see that form like mine. I take solace in my knife, no need to take a life. In time and haste, no one dies in front of my face. The paper chase causes killing in the streets, and I ain't about to kill or die for shoes on my feet. The saying goes, an eye for an eye. But try to keep perceptions, cause neither should be blind. We have the power to kill the world over many times. But what do we know of purity, simplicity, positive activity? Still obsessed, we're living in virtual reality. From the beginning, we strayed from our task. Mother Nature wants us back, if we don't, she'll take us back. Resources were abundant, nature provided what we needed, now we shun it. Science is our savior, but a savior needs compassion and understands that knowledge doesn't heal the masses. We were one another, but today are individuals. No sense of a greater bond from a lack of visuals. Pain is all around us from death and the violence. Or we hurt each other with words said or silence. We only see the world through our two golden eyes, and rarely do we see how we affect other lives. I'm there for others, but I fail as well. Do any have the chance to break the falling spell? Dwelling in the meadows to seek my heart's truth, but still I can't do all the things I should do. In the beginning, if I was standing there, standing next to Eve, naked with her dangling hair, would I give her my coat and put my lips to her throat? Think of myself, what I want, what I know. Is my downfall the fact that I'm alive now, or was it I was like this? I need to realize how to be the one I should be, the one to spread the message. So I do my best and await the day I'm tested. From the beginning, we strayed from our task. Mother Nature wants us back. If we don't, she'll take us back to the beginning.
This week's music bed is the album 37 Ways by Pulaski. You heard Prodigal Son and The Rabbit Hole. Check it out at dubkavi.org. And hey, if you dig the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Juice, among other places. Check out my personal podcast, The Patio, my podcast novel, Banjo String, the audio version at iTunes and Medio, and the written chapters at Author Nation. I also have book pages at Autonomy and YouWriteOn.com. And catch videos of featured bands from the Sundown Lounge playlist at S-Lounge TV on Mevio and my YouTube channel, Soapbox Cinema. I'm Larry, and this is Sundown Lounge from Los Angeles.